Van Gold Miner in the news. It's VGLD on the Toronto Venture Exchange. As they report assays from channel sampling of an underground vein exposure encountered at its El Pinhuico gold and silver project located in Guanajuato, Mexico. Caught up with CEO James Anderson, and he ran through the news for investors.
Yeah, okay. Well, the numbers that we put out here a couple of days ago, these are samples. They're called channel samples. So what our geologists do is basically take a chisel and chisel away about a meter and a half. So, for our American friends, think about 4 or 5 feet of rock, and we send it to an assay lab and get those results back. These are very good, very high grade, and very consistent silver and gold numbers. Now, the important thing about this and the important thing about these numbers, this is from a mine that's 110 years old. Back then, it was the highest grade silver and gold mine in a mining camp in Mexico that's almost 500 years old. So it was a very high grade mine 110 years ago. The interesting thing about the samples that we've taken here a few weeks ago and then released results on a couple of days ago is that this is from vein material that the old timers from 110 years ago left behind. This material did not make the cutoff grade to bring up out of the mine. They didn't think it was economic. So what's very interesting is that they've taken away, the old timers, about half of the veins, sent it up, and that silver and gold is on some beautiful woman's ring finger here right now. But the stuff that remains in the mine for us in the 21st century is very good grade. So what this does is it gives us added confidence that working laterally and at depth through this old mine, we're going to find not only more of the stuff that they left behind and mined half of, but we will also be able to find more of the really high grade material that they were mining 110 years ago. When we get to that, and when we start drilling in about 45 days time, we've announced that we're also going to be purchasing our own drill rig. So we'll be drilling from underground in about 45 days time into areas that are immediately south, immediately adjacent to where we have established these numbers here in our news a couple of days ago.